Okay. Let's remember where we were up to. Ah, that's where we're up to. Okay. We're discussing the Gemara of Mechal Yakarna. Right? So there's this Havamina that Mechal Yakarna is Chayev and Lo Mechal Yakarna is Potter. Right? So we just want to know what's the Svara, right?
What's the Havamina? Is that Mechal Yakarna is Chayev and Lo Mechal Yakarna is Potter.
Right? That's if we had only had Ubir and not the Shilach, and okay, exactly technically why we would have thought that we saw different opinions. What's the Havmi? Like, why should it make a difference if you're Mechal Yakarna or you're not Mechal Yakarna? So we saw there are different shot of what Mechal Yakarna means, but what's the Havamina? What's the Svara? So we said one Svara, which works for the Meiri and the Rashba and the Nemuke Yosef.
Right. So one possible Svara we said was, and this works for the Meiri and the Rashba and the Nemuke Yosef, who says that it means it grows back, is to say that, and Rashi held this even in Maskan, it seems, is to say that the Zachakira that we mentioned from Rav Chaim is the Chi of Nizki Mamon to replace the Chefza that was there for the Chefza that was damaged or for the loss of money. And you could say, yeah, you took away a Chefza. That was Tosa's point. But he still took a Chefza of yours. But if you weren't planning to have your animal graze the Shachas, you weren't planning to use this. You were just planning to let it grow. Now it's going to grow back. You weren't planning, right? It was grown worth $5. Now it's going to grow back worth $5. You weren't planning to have your animal eat a dollar's worth and then having it grow back. So you didn't really lose anything. So they say that the chiyuv of Nezikin is for loss of money to the Bailim, not the loss of the Chetza. Okay.
I know the Rav wants to say this sort of the opposite. No, the Chiyuv is the loss of the Chetza, and here the Chetza is replaced. Okay. We'll leave it at that.
Is this really a case of Zen Nenev is a little chaser?
Basically, yes. It's very similar to Zen Nenev Zelo Chaser. It actually does seem similar to Zen Nenev and Zelo Chaser. The only difference is it might not technically be Zen Nenev Zelo Chaser, because technically, Zen Nenev Zelo Chaser, you haven't actually like removed any object from his. You've just used an object. But it's very similar. Okay, a second shot we said, and this we said, would work for maybe all the Peshatim, right? For all the Rishonim, but this is a little radical, is that it's only called Nezek if the item is totally destroyed. It's only called Nezek if the item is totally destroyed. It's a big kula, but it's only Havamina. It's only called Nezek if you totally destroy someone's item. If someone's item is just damaged, maybe that's not called Nezek.
Maybe it's only Shane.
Ah, give me a second. Okay. But this would be a little radical. Okay. Exactly where I'm going, right? But this is a little radical, right? But then we said, perhaps, right, these are general svaras in Ezekiel. And this I think we left off. The truth is this Havamina Mechal Yakarna is specifically about Shane, right? Who says you should give a general svara? Maybe you have to give a very specific svara. So you could say no. It's a specific svara to Shane. After all, svara to exempt Shane. Why we thought Davka Shane was Potter Flo Mechal Yakarna? And here we left off with one possibility, which is that we said, well, what is the Mechayev of Shane? Right? Hana Lezeka. What's the significance of Hana Lezeka? We've seen a lot more recourse on that since then. Is Hana Lezeka significant just because it's a predictable thing you should have prevented? After all, you know that animals, right? Right? The person just does whatever he wants for his Hana, we say he's acting like an animal, right?
Animals just do whatever their natural urges urge them to do, and everyone knows that. There's nothing complicated about that. It's not like people. People have all kinds of complicated philosophies as to, you know, what they're going to do and when they're going to indulge their taivas and when they're not, etc. You know, and animals, if they see something that looks good, they eat it, etc. Right? And therefore, it is similar to hezek matzoi. It's just something very common. And you're chayiv because you should have been careful because it was so predictable. That's one way of understanding hanah lezeka. However, there's another way of understanding hanah lezeka. Right? The other way of understanding hanah lezeka is that it's not that you're chayiv because of the it's predictable. It's that you're chayiv because of the hanah. You're chayiv because since it didn't happen just by accident, right? If you're going to say it was just an accident, why am I chayiv? So one way of saying it's not just an accident. It's a predictable accident. A predictable accident is called negligence, not accident. Okay, that's hanah lezeka, saying it's similar to hezek matzoi. The other option is that no, an accident is if something just happens. But if someone is gaming at someone else's expense, that's not an accident, that's aggression. If A happens to damage B, that's an accident. If A gains from damaging B, that's an attack. That's aggression. And therefore, the mechayev of hanah lezeka is the taking. Now, here in the Rimi Gash has a great tshuva that's quoted. I think it's also in the tshuva's Rimi Gash, but in the Shittim and Gubetzes on Daf Dalet. And I don't know who the fellow he was writing to is. It says his name, Rav Kalof ben Rav Avraham, but I'm not familiar with all of the Rimi Gash's colleagues in the old days. It was quite a while ago. But he says this wild svara. He says two wild svaras. But the wild svara, he says, l'maskana is this. He says, what is the mechayev of hanah lezeka? He says, mamoni gabach. That's the word he uses, l'maskana. We haven't gotten to his havmina yet, but let me just read you his maskana. Right? A nifshal of Yosef Halevi ibn Migash, mimar Rav Kalof Zal bar Avraham. Any Arabic speakers here? No? I always wondered, Kalof, is that really his name? Machlof, which is popular nowadays among some Sephardim and etc. I don't know. Okay, whatever it is. Anyway, what does he say in the end? In the end, what does he say? That it's a chumra of hanah. You could say to the nizak, the nizak says to the mazik, mamona isli gabach. I have mamon by you, meaning you took my money. Because you profited the value of the animal food. You would have fed her in that day. Vakeren. Okay, etc. What does he say? The mechayev hanah lezeka is because mamoni gabach, because you took my money, because now your animal is a full stomach.
And it's like jumping from the chiv everyone who's the union shesarabim that I'm just chayev for like paying my animal food, jumping from that to
correct.
And it extends to
correct. The only difference is shesarabim, I only have to pay the hanah, and in shesarabim, I pay the chisarim. Yes, correct.
How does that jump work?
It's not a jump. It's two similar principles. I wouldn't say it's a jump. I would say it's two similar principles. Okay, says the Rav Kalof Rav Avraham, whoever he is. I'm going to bank on the fact that he was a gadol. And he says, at the very least, in that line in the Gemara Daf Dalet and Aleph, mamoni gabach. Now, all of a sudden, now it makes perfect sense. If the mechayev of shein is because I took your money, then when did I take your money? I mean, I took your money. Through my animal, I took your money. When have I profited at your expense? When my animal derived some pleasure from or did something that damaged your things, or when my animal actually ate your property? When have I profited? If my animal did something or actually ate it? Only if it actually ate it, right? Meaning if my animal just damaged your property, then I haven't necessarily benefited, right? If Tinfa peiros lanasa, right? My animal it rolled over on your fruits for its own benefit, and now the fruits are ruined. I haven't gained anything, right? Now that my animal rolled over, I'm not any richer. right? If my animal licked your peiros and ruined them, or took a bite of them and spit it out and ruined them, I haven't gained anything, right? But if my animal actually ate the thing and it's gone, it's inside my animal's stomach, now I've actually gained. Okay, this is the last thing you said, that you could say, right, al pi svaras Rav Kaluf Rav Avraham Mamoni Gabach, and what are you going to say? You're going to say that, what's the Havamina at least? Now, this is in the Havamina. I'm not saying it has to be in the Maskana. In the Havamina, what are you going to say? That Shane is only Chayav because the Mazik profited. Profited? How many T's in profited?
Two.
What are you tying up?
Two.
Two T's, okay. Some people say one.
One.
Five. One T? We'll go with one, right? Sheve al tasa adif makam safik. Because the mazik profited, and the, or because, let's say this, the owner is only chayiv because the owner profited, which only applies in a case of mechalya karna, according to the perush of who? Who says mechalya karna means it was actually eaten as opposed to just dirtied? Which Rishon says that's shot in the word mechalya karna. What? No, Rashi says mechalya karna means that mechalya karna is not going to grow back. That mechalya karna is not going to grow back at all. It's supposed to low mechalya karna, which means that it's going to grow back a little, right? But either way, benefited. Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosos and Rabbeinu Yeshaya in the Shidim Gubetzes, right? Rabbeinu Chananel, Tosos, and Rabbeinu Yeshaya in the Shidim Gubetzes, meaning in the Chaya Karna, according to the Peirush of Tosos and Rabbeinu Yeshaya in the Shidim Gubetzes, and maybe the Rach. What's their perish? Their perish is mechalya karna. Mechalya means consumed. And lo mechalya means it was damaged but not consumed. Okay, then it makes perfect sense. The mechayev of Shane is not how predictable it was. Why is it not an accident? Why is it so bad? It's so bad because I profited at your expense. Makes sense. When did I profit? I profited from Mechal Yikarna. If my animal consumed your property. But if it was Mechal Yikarna, my animal damaged your property without consuming it, I haven't gained anything. And therefore, I'm putter. That's a great explanation of the Havamina.
Is the issue of the Havamina to say that the Baalim are Marbiach from non-eating? I know of not eating. Maybe it works better. It has, because it eats more akua. You know, it's
I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's clearly not push-up shot. Right? That's not our intuition.
It's a very strange Havamina. Because really, this falls into the category of Geneva, that if I take something from somebody and use it.
Great! The Havamina is that Shane is closer to Geneva. Now, it's not really Geneva for a very simple reason. Only a human being can do Geneva. If my dog steals, that's not Geneva. The category of halachli Geneva was not set for animals. But you're right, it brings it more similar to Geneva. Okay, now, let's just...
You're talking about the definition of a tooth. I mean, what it means, when it says shine, does it mean to consume or it means to buy? I mean, not buy it, maybe one.
Okay, but you're just begging the question, like, but what's the svara then? Because keep in mind, regal doesn't have to be with a foot. And Shane doesn't have to be with a tooth, right? There's toldas, etc. Karen doesn't have to be with a horn. So we want to have a svara. Yeah, Joel's saying don't have a svara. Fine, if you don't have a svara, then we save a lot of time.
Between biting something and eating something.
Okay, but you're not going to find that in the word Shane, are you?
Maybe that's the
problem. Okay. All right. I just want to mention one other svara, which is said by Rav Gustman, also based on this Rav Kalafur of Abraham. The Gemara has a Havmina Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Havmina Daf Gimel Amud Beis is that Yeshana Lazeka is a Kula, not a Chumra. Right? And It's not clear if the Gemara rejects that Havamina or not. Basically, we'll get to this. The Gemara has two Havaminas. Yeshana Lezeka is a Kula by Shane, and Kavanos Lahazik is a Kula by Karen. The Gemara says, that's a ridiculous Havamina. Kavanos Lahazik is a Chumra, not a Kula. So, says the Rimi Gashar Rashi. And also, Hana Lezeka is a Chumra, not a Kula. That just goes without saying. However, says Rav Kalof Bar of Avraham, the colleague of the Rimi Gash, he says, no. That the part of Hanal Azeka being a kula is a good svara. Just Kavanos Lahazik being a kula is not a good svara. So, on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, we had Yesh Hana'a Lehezeka is a kula. Says Rashi, and says the Rimi Gash, we didn't read the Rashi, but hopefully you read the Rimi Gash, that is rejected. That is a rejected svara. Yeah, they thought that, but that was a mistake. It was a rejected svara. After all, how could that be a kula of Hanala Zeka? It's a chumra Hanala Zeka. I made a chakira. Bednarch made a chakira. Why is it such a chumra? Because it makes it predictable, or because it makes it an act of taking and aggression? But why should it be a kula? Because I was Nenet, that should be more Mako? But we all think morally, if I'm Nenet, it should be more Machir. However, says Rav Kalif, for Rav Avraham, he says, no, this is an accepted svara. It's an accepted svara. Okay, when we get to those, we'll make it complicated, etc., but it won't change any of this. That's an accepted svara. Okay, but what's the svara? Why should it be more kal if my animal is nene from damaging you than if it stam damages you? If anything, I think it should be more chumra. Why? Which is what Rashi and Rigash say. Oh, of course there was no svara to make it more kal. That was just a mistake. It was a misunderstanding. But why should it be more kal? Why should it be a kula? I should be less chayav?
Yeah.
Because I was nene? Why should I be less chayav because I was nene?
Because they went around them in the rib because it's our chayav bekach.
If it's our chayav bekach, then...
So the behemoth,
it's natural for the behemoth. Hold on. It's... Because it's a natural, so you're saying regulars also should be kal, because it's a natural thing.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe that's not what Rav Kalif Bar Avraham says. Rav Kalif Bar Avraham says this. He says, because, and here's a big fish, what makes something a hezek as opposed to just the way of the world? Meaning, let's be very honest. In America nowadays, you can litigate about anything, right? If you're very clever, you could figure out how everything that everyone does all day long hurts someone else somewhere. Right? I mean, that's the nature of living in planet Earth. Right? Everything we do hurts someone in some way. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. Right? Every time I walk down the street, that's affecting everyone. Okay. So, but that doesn't necessarily make it a mazik. What makes it a mazik? So, in the end, halach l'maisa, you want me to tell you what makes something a mazik, is that it's more direct as opposed to brahma. That's probably the real answer. But let's go back to Kalif Bar Avraham. He says, something has to be called a mazik, something has to be destructive. A mazik is destructive. Shane is the only one in the Avos Nazikin that's not destructive. It's actually constructive. Right? Karen is destructive. My ox gores your ox. Pure destruction. Regular is destructive. My ox walks and steps on your vase. Pure destruction. Boar is destructive. You trip in a pit and break your leg. Purely destructive. Ace is destructive. A fire burns down in someone's house. That's purely destructive. But Shane is actually constructive. The animal's eating. Basically, like, if I did any of the other Avos Nazikin on purpose, if I did any of the other Avos Nazikin to my own property, what would you accuse me of? It would be an Aver Bal Tashmis, right? Even if I didn't hurt anyone. If I let my own animal step on my own vase, and let my own ox gore my own sheep, and let my own horse trip in my own pit, and burn down my own house, then I would violate Baltashkis, right?
Sometimes Aish wouldn't be.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes Aish wouldn't be, but in the normal cases, right? But in Shane, if I let my animal eat my wheat, so that's not baltashkis, that's using something, that's eating, right? That's consumption. So it's not such a destructive act. Says Rav Kalif Bar Avraham, a tremendous chiddush. What's his tremendous chiddush? He says, what's the svara? The svara is that
it's a constructive act, not destructive.
Rebbe, doesn't it depend on whose viewpoint you're looking
yes,
at?
Yes, now, of course.
The Nizak is saying you destroyed your
That's very nice, right? From the Nizak's perspective, it's pretty destructive. But that's why this is a chiddush. This from Kalifar of Rav is a chiddush. Hanal Zeg is a kula, is a chiddush, right? That's not part of my chakira from last time. It's a chiddush. But this is what he says. He says, how do you explain this line in the Gemara? Either you have to say, because the Gemara never rejected this line. So you have to say the Gemara meant to reject it. They just didn't say they rejected it because it was so obvious. Or you have to say, no, it's a decent svara. Maybe to be called mazik, it has to be destructive. I know it's a chiddush. A constructive act is not such a mazik. That's why it would be a kula. Now, Shlomi.
You would go so far even to say if you're in the attempt of hana, like we say that on Tolkien?
Lavdavka, I'm not sure. Not sure. Okay. It's sorry, not sure, because this is all in the realm of Havminas, I admit.
May I just clarify this a little bit? Isn't that the same thing by Gezel also? Gezel, I also get hana.
Yes, and that's why maybe Gezel's not Masik. Now, I know it might be in the borderless of the Zikin, but maybe Gezel is Gezel. That's different, right? Maybe Gezel is Gezel. It's different.
It's not. What in the Rimigash? What in his words says this?
Where in his words? Not the Rimigash says it. The other fellow says it.
Okay.
I'll tell you right here. Well, what does he say? Give me a second. Give me a second. What does he say? Yeah. Shevetchila yosover de keren chamir lefisha ein hanol azeke. It's chamer if you have no hanah. Fisha if see the darvim built ishet is hanaba lerek because it ruins something without benefiting just for nothingness. V'yesh hanah lezeke kula, but it's a kula if there's hanah lezeke. Fisha lo neskam lehazik lo neskam lehazatzma vezeke omeil kasi. So it wasn't trying to do anything bad. It was just trying to benefit, and the hezek happened or happened memeila. But what's the contrast to lerek for nothing? Meaning. Yes, if you're just damaging, that is, you're saying, I hear what you're saying, maybe it's only contrast to Karen, in which case, it's really close, but you have to look at the first half of that sentence, that lerek, it's for nothingness. Here it's not for nothingness, right? Here it's not for nothingness, it was for a valid reason. Now, it's a valid reason that A benefits at B's expense, but you know what? You can see the Havmina. You know, that's the way the world works. The world works sometimes, you know. No, if someone just stands up baltashkas to other people, then he should pay them back. But sometimes one person benefits, another person loses, and that's a reasonable part of the world.
Every case of Shane is a case where you're paying more than the amount you would have paid to feed your animal, which is the food that you wouldn't have fed your animal.
Correct.
So then it's not real. I mean, it's not real.
What you're saying is it really is a baltashkas unless it ate animal.
I think it might animal steak.
Unless it ate animal food, then it is a baltashkas. Correct. Okay, so what you're saying is that maybe this hadmin is wrong. Maybe it shouldn't be a hadmin, or if it is a hadmin, good thing it's not a maskanah, because it still is baltashkas, because you know the Gorn Makos, right? Someone who could have eaten barley eats bread, and it doesn't affect their health, unlike the maskanah is baltashkas, and eats wheat, I mean. Okay, so let me just tell you what Rav Gustman says, a wild shot here. Says the Kuntra say Shiurim. He says a wild shot here. Says the Kuntra say Shiurim, a wild shot in the Havmina of Michli Karna. He says, why should Davka Shein be Patevitzol Michli Karna? Because every other act is inherently destructive. Because it's not being done for any constructive purpose. So he says, what does he say? He says the Kuntra say Shiurim. Every other av is inherently destructive. But Shein is not so inherently destructive. After all, it's a constructive act. It's just like maybe that's the way in the world that, you know, sometimes people benefit and sometimes one guy benefit hurts the other guy. But that's part of life, right? That's not the end of the world. It's not a crime. Give me a second. But Shein is only called destructive if it destroys, not if it just damages a little. That's the difference. Every other act, Regel and Keren and Vor and Eish, those are inherently destructive. So you say, what do you mean destructive? It's just a little dent. No, that's inherently, it's just a little dirt, it's just a little squash. No, it's inherently destructive. However, Shein is not inherently destructive. Therefore, when do we see Shein as destructive? When it destroys, we see it as destructive.
When it just damages a little, then we don't see it as destructive. We just call it the way of the world and not a mazik. This is a tremendous chiddush, and I think this works for... it works for all Heirushim of Mechal Yekarna. I'm not going to put all the Heirushim on the board again because you can just put this together with last week. All the Heirushim of Mechal Yekarna have something in common. Mechal Yekarna means like very destructive. La Mechal Yekarna means a little damaging. So you might have said, if it's not such, if it's a constructive act and it's only a little damaging, then that's not called a mazik. Is it unfair? You know, life's unfair. Every time I breathe, one person gains, another person loses. That doesn't necessarily make it something you can sue for in court, unless you could say there's destructiveness here. And Shane is borderline. After all, my sheep is destroying your wheat. But on the other hand, it's not a destructive act. So the answer is, if my sheep momish decimated your wheat, that's destructive. If my sheep were just gaining in the way of the world, that this gains from here and that gains from there, and it only damaged your wheat a little, the havnia is, that's not destructive and it's not called a mazik.
Why does the quantity of damage done affect the quality?
So I don't mean quantity, because the difference between Mechal Yekarna and Mechal Yekarna is not whether it's worth $1 or $10. Mechal Yekarna is qualitative. What it means is, this thing's worth X dollars. Were these X dollars destroyed, or is it just worth a little less than X now? I think among all the pshatim, you could say, is it going to grow back or not? If it's not going to grow back, it was destroyed. If it's going to grow back, it was just retarded a little. I mean, mentally disabled, you know, delayed. You know, and that works for Rashi also. If it's going to grow, not going to grow back at all, that's destroyed. If it's going to grow back mostly, qualitatively, it's not such a terrible act. You don't see the difference? If someone totals my car, that's different than if they dented my car. And it's not because it's worth more money. It's just a different kind of experience.
So it's less destructive, but it doesn't relate to constructive.
What?
No,
so what I'm obviously what I'm saying is you can add two things, right? You can combine the constructiveness or destructiveness of the act with the destructiveness of the effect. Basically, you combine the destructiveness of the act and the destructiveness of the effect, and you decide when it's called a mazik. All the other of the zik, and the act itself is destructive, so it's a mazik. In Shane, the act is borderline destructive, borderline constructive. Therefore, if the result is destructive, we'll call it a mazik. And if not, not. You ask me, how can I add two factors to produce a result? That's what we do sometimes. And that's life. And you'll have to at least live with me saying it. You don't have to live with it. You have to live with me saying it. Okay. This is, I think, all I want to say for now about Mechal Yekarna. Basically, we started with Mechal Yekarna. We said, what's the svara of Mechal Yekarna? We said two general svaras. And basically, what I did is that I turned this into this, right? First of all, we said, according to those who say Mechal Yekarna means it won't grow back, Lo Mechal Yekarna means it will grow back, you could say that has to do with the famous Reb Chaim story. The guy lost an object, but he didn't actually lose his bottom line in the end. He's not going to be any worse off in the end. Or you could just say, no, it's just an act that's not so bad. Although we're not sure why that would be good svar to pop to you. So then we said, ah, in Shane it might be good svar to pop to you, because you need a destructive... you need a destructive nature to the act. And since Shane is not so destructive in and of itself, it's only destructive if the result is destructive. Or you could say, based on Tosfos, that if the Machayev of Shane is my taking and not the predictability, then maybe it's only if I my animal took your food and put it in its stomach, and not if my animal just damaged your food and didn't put it in its stomach. In which case, you're going to see, Mechal Yekarna is really not about the effect on you. It's just about whether it went into my animal's stomach or not. Okay?
If you hold the Rashi didn't hold their tosfos, I mean, and Tin for Peros is Mechal Yekarna, so that, I mean, that maybe that's the problem.
No, Rashi and Chof Gimel is clear that Tin for Peros is not Mechal Yekarna, I think.
Clear? Why do you want to use it here?
I think it's clear. Why does he want to use it here? I think because he doesn't want to go to a Tolda yet. Right, which Tosfos admits
is Dachar. The reason I'm saying it is Chesky, but what we just said, you could have a greater amount of damage, but since it's not Mechal Yekarna, it would be higher on it.
Correct, because...
Or does it need to have a greater amount?
No, because I'm not interested in the quantity. I'm not interested in how much someone's upset. I know, maybe I use that mushel. I'm interested in how the act is characterized, how the act looks. Now, the point is this. If you have a $2 item and I eat it up and there's nothing left, that act is very destructive. Like, it's gone. If you have a $100 item and I dent it and now it's worth $97, you've lost more money, but that act doesn't seem so destructive. Because it's just like wear and tear. It's just like the way of the world. It's not like something's gone. So what I'm claiming is that I'm looking at quality, not quantity here, and I'm not looking at how much the guy minds. Because it doesn't matter how much the guy minds. I'm not talking about mechila, I'm just talking about defining the act. An act is defined by, not by how many dollars you lost, but by what percentage of this item is broken. If you break something a little, that is, you know, what kind of act is that? Well, if it was regulum, keren, and bor, and eish, it's still a destructive act, because I broke something a little for no reason. If it's shame, it's not a destructive act. It's just the way in the world that sometimes people do good things, and it affects other people, and that's life. And that's part of life. But not because you don't mind, just because the act is not seen as destructive. That's what Rav Gustman wants to say. I think is a nice shot in Machal Yikarna, because simple reason is that Pshat A is a wonderful shot in that Machal Yikarna, but only according to some Rishonim. Pshat C, I think, is a great pshat, but also only according to some Rishonim. And Pshat B is basically just Pshat D without explaining it by a shame. And then it makes it even more difficult. So I think that Pshat D is a great pshat because it works for all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim say, no matter what they think Lo Machal Yikarna is, they admit Lo Machal Yikarna is a little destructive, and Machal Yikarna is very destructive. Who cares if it's very or little? Not how many dollars, but whether the act seems destructive or not. Right? Because maybe we have to define an act as a Maisa Hezek in order to be Mechayev you.
And you have cases of Karen which are just Meshuna, but not necessarily have one of the Hazek, but therefore it wouldn't be defined as destructive. For example, the Kalvin.
That depends who you ask.
You know, I'm saying I'll give a case that would relate to this according to everyone. If you have the case on Tezbabon page where the dog eats two big sheep, so if it eats two big sheep for it, like even if it had one of the Hazek, and even if it was Meshuna, but it still was a partially constructive act, wasn't it?
Yes.
Ruins it?
I hear what you're saying. After all, it's still late. So I think what you'd have to say is that what you okay? So you'd have to have a reason why that there's some positive factor about that makes it different, not because it negatively lacks the mechayev of shame. Like you say, why is a chayiv Rosh Hashanah Rabin then? After all, it's still a constructive act, etc. So you'd say, hey, maybe Meshuna is a chayiv Rosh Hashanah Rabin, not only a kula. Okay, but we're not getting to that now. Okay, let's just finish off our Gemara. Now we have Machal Yikarna. Let's finish up the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Amar Mar. Ubir Zeh Hashem. I think it's what we're up to. Like one line under the Aleph of the Ein Mishpat. Amar Mar, Ubir Zeh Hashem. V'chein Omer Kasheh Yivar HaGolol Atumo. Beer is shame. How do we know beer is shame? Because the pasuk Hashem Yivara Golol Atumo, and we saw three pshat and why Golol means shame. Time because we're Rachonik Hashem Yivara Golol Atumo. Halav Hachid Mayu Kintola. Parallel to the previous question, it sounds like you need the pasuk. Why do you need the pasuk Hashem Yivara Golol? You wouldn't have known it was shame without this pasuk. Of course you wouldn't know it was shame. Possible nation. What else could it be? Karen Ksib. Karen was written. Regal was written. It's Rech. No, you needed this pasuk to teach you a beer is shame. Because what would you have thought? You would have thought it was Regal. Our regal's written. You would think they're both cases of regal, but the shilach beer is when you send your animal to walk in someone else's field, and you need a beer to stay achar, even when you don't send your animal, you just don't watch your animal, and you negligently let it walk in someone else's field. And therefore, you need two different sukkim to cover both cases of regal. The hash said, okay, Hashem, regal doesn't mean another. Hold on, now that we know Vashilach's beer only means regal that you send, how do you know you're chayvin a regal if it walked by itself because you didn't watch it? Dom yed Hashem, because the hekesh Hashem, ma Hashem lo shah shalcha shluchi lo shah azol mela, regal lo shah shalcha shluchi lo shah azol mela. Just like Shane, it makes no difference if you send it by itself, send it or it goes by itself. Likewise, regal makes no difference if you send it or it goes by itself. Okay. Maybe we'll leave that. Maybe we'll leave that for now. The lichta rachmana v'shilach lo boi biyar. Now there is one last question. The Torah could have said a shilach and skipped a biyar. Why? The mash regal mash v'shein. We think v'shilach means regal, mashalchi regal. And no, v'shilach actually means regal and shein. Why? Mash regal dechse v'shalchi regal ashor v'chamor u'mash v'shein dechse v'shein b'mos ha'shalach bam. Right? Shein is ha'shalach bam. So, e'lav kro yaseir ha'vmina o'ha o'ha. No, you know why we need ubir? Because if not for ubir, if we only have a shilach, yeah, it could have meant shein and regal, but we thought it only had one of shein and regal, only one of them. Which one? O regal dezeko matzoi. We would have thought it only means regal, because regal is more chamor, because it's very common. oh shame, the ishanol azeka. Or we thought it only means shame, because shame is more chumra, because there's hanal azeka. Gemara says, hold on a second. Which is a bigger chumra? Hanal azeka or hazeka matzoi? We're not sure. Once you're not sure which is the bigger chumra, they're equal. I mean, equal as far as we know. Once they're equal, there's a rule called shkulen, b'yalo shneim, and there's a pasuk that has to mean something. And you have two equal candidates, what it means, then it means both of them. What's the svara? Hashem put this pasuk in. He knew there were two equal candidates for what it meant. Therefore, he meant for us to darshan both of them. Right? Michti, shkulen, heim, b'yalo shneim. They're equal, you should learn them both. Da'ai minayim mafkas, because which one of them would you exclude? So now the Gemara says, from Mashiach, we could learn both of them. So why do you need a beer? Mashiach, you learn both of them, Shalchi Regal and Shenbi, also Shalach Bam, and they each are in one way more chumra than the other, but they're equal in our eyes. We have no way to decide which is a more likely candidate than which, so we should include them both. The answer is Itzrech, Sakdait, Chumina, Hanim, Yilech, Shalach Shluchi, Lo Azlami, Lo Kamashlan. If it only said Mashiach, we would have a Shen and Regal, but only Shalach Shluchi, only if you purposely sent it into your friend's field. We wouldn't have known if you were just didn't watch it and it walked into someone's field on its own, your Chayiv, so we need a Reverse there out there for that. Here we have a big machlokas among the Rishonim. In the end, what do we learn from what? In the end, what do we learn from Mashiach? So if you just read this Gemara, what does it sound like we learn from Mashiach in the end? What? We learn both from Mashiach, right? And what do we learn from Ubir? From Ubir we learn even if it walks by itself. But, Tosi Esakasha. V'im tomer itzrich doy rasel itzrich sakdat amin hanil shalach shlucha v'im tomer tikshi hashda hada parach le'el time de chaser rechmana kasher yivar agolol halav hachi b'may mokmis v'hashda lekel shenuy kidol el. Now you have a problem. The Gemara earlier said, what do you need kasher yivar agolol? What do you need kasher yivar agolol? Right? You would have known on your own what it means. And the Gemara says, no, you wouldn't have known on your own what it means. You would have thought that they're both talking about regal, and one is shalach shluche, and one is azul meila. Hold on a second. They are both talking about regal, one is shalach shluche, one is azul meila. Meaning, you really don't need ubir. Without ubir, what would you have thought? What would I have thought without ubir? I said, you need ubir. Without ubir, you would have thought it's coming to be marba azul meila. In the maskana, it is coming to be marba azul meila. So what do you need ubir? Right? The only, if not, what is it, sorry, what do you need kasher yivar hagolo? Ubir, what is Ubir adding, right? What is Ubir adding? Lamaskana, what is it adding? Azul Mamela, right? Says Tosos, it's adding Azul Mamela. So why do you need Kashay Yivara Golatumo? Why does the Bryson need Kashay Yivara Golatumo to teach you it's talking about Shane? No, we don't care if it's talking about Shane. It's just adding Azul Mimela. It's adding Azul Mimela to Shein and to Regal. So what do you need? Kasher Yivara Golo Latumo. So what is Tosus' answer? V'yishlomer d'hachi on Rabbi said, d'ilu lo ne'amar v'shilach ha'machina mikasher Yivara Golo. V'chiyagam li hirishinu v'neshach. Tosus says, Miri Dachuk, you really don't need Kasher Yivara Golo Latumo. If not for v'shilach, we would have learned Shein from Kasher Yivara Golo Latumo. But now we don't learn Shein from here. We learn Shein from v'shilach. So what does Tosus say in the end? Tosus says, Azul Mimela, not Shane, and you don't need Kasher Yivair Hagolo. That's Tosos. You really, we don't darshan Kasher Yivair Hagolo Tumo in the end. That's only the Havamina. If we needed to, we would have darshan this, but in the end we don't. Because we learned Shane and Regal both from Vashilach. And Kasher and Uvir Seacher is only adding Ozol Mamela. Vashilach means Shane and Regal. Ubir means even if you weren't the Shalach and it went Mamela. But there's no kasher yivara golo atumo. That's Tosos's big fish. And it's against the pshat in the Brisa. Since when do you say there's a line in the Brisa that's not true? You really don't need kasher yivara golo atumo. The Brisa just pretended you did, like, because you might have in a different universe. Right? If it hadn't said v'shilach, you would have needed kasher yivara golo. Okay, but you don't really need it. Tosos says, yeah, in his own neshav, we also have a case where we say the Brisas are not really true. They're just what you might have thought. Okay, but there's another option. Right? The other option is in Tosos Ravina Peretz and Tosos Shans. And the Shut Rashba. Right? That's on the Makor sheet. What does the Shut Rashba say? And the Tosos Ravina Peretz, Tosos Shans. Limaskana, what is Ubir adding?
Shane.
Ah, couldn't we learn Shane and Regel both from Vashilach? Yeah, we could have learned Shane and Regel both from Vashilach if there hadn't been Ubir. But once there's Ubir, we learn only Shane from Ubir and only Regel from Vashilach. So that is Machlokis Lamaskana, right? What do we learn from Vashilach? And what do we learn from Ubir? According to Tosfos, Shane and Regel from Vashilach, Azal Mamela from Ubir. According to the Rashba, no, we learn Regel from Vashilach and Shane from Ubir. Doesn't the Gemara say we could have learned them both from Vashilach? We could have learned them both from Vashilach. But we could have learned them both from Vashilach. And the only reason the Torah wrote Ubir is to be teaching Marba Azal Mamela. But once the Torah was in Marba Azal Mamela, the Torah decided to teach us Shane and Regel from two different things. So we know Ubir means Shane because of Kasher Yivar HaGol. And therefore, we know Vashilach means Regel, because Shane is already covered. And Vashilach must mean Regel. And basically, what they say is that you would only learn Skulenhain, two things from one pasuk, if you didn't have another pasuk to learn from. Once you have two pasukim, you don't learn two things from one pasuk. Like, you only learn two things from one pasuk if you don't have two pasukim. If you have two pasukim, by which I mean, of course, two halves of the pasuk, then you don't learn two things from one pasuk. This is a fundamental machlokas, the maskana. What do we learn from Vashilach? Tosus thinks Shane and Regel. And Ubir, we don't learn any new Avnizikin, and we don't need Kasher Yivar HaGolol. And the Tosfos in Paris and Tosfos Shan, the other version of Tosfos, and the Shor Rashba says, no, Lamaskana is right where we started. Vashilach means Regel, Ubir means Shane. We could have learned them both from Vashilach, but in the end we didn't. Okay, this brings us full circle to the question that I mentioned last time, and I want to just tie this up. What's the relationship between Shane and Regel? According to Tosos, they're mamish learned from the same word. And even according to everyone else, they're learned from the same pasuk, just not the same half of the pasuk, right? Two different phrases in the pasuk. So what's the relationship between Shane and Regel? Right? Shane v'Regel. Are Shane and Regel one mechayev, or are they two different mechayevim? That's what I would like to know. Right? One mechayev or two different mechayev? So, are they one din, or two different mechayim? Right? Let's say mechayim instead of din. Shane and Regel is one mechayim or two different things. You might tie this into drasha the psukim, right? After all, how about the makor in the Torah? According to Tosfos, he says they're from the same word. Vashilach is two even things that teach you both of them. If they're from the same word, you'd really think that they're really all one din. How about the us, other Rishonim? They say they're from different words, but in the same pasuk. You'd think that could go either way. On the one hand, different words. On the other hand, the same pasuk. After all, Bor and Chor are not in the same pasuk. Eish and Bor are not in the same pasuk. So, how about the... Tosfos says, same word. The Rashba and the Tosfos Be'er Peretz and the Tosfos Shan says, same pasuk, different clause. And I think that could go either way. Could say, it's still in the same pasuk, it's still one mechayev. Who cares about the same words for the same pasuk? Or you could say, no, it's two different halves of the pasuk. Maybe that shows they're two different mechayim. This comes up very significantly, of course, in the issue of minyan mitzvos. How do you count the mitzvos in the zikin? So now, if you looked, I think, I don't remember if it was part I put, where Rechem Fischel Perlow mentions, the Baha counts all in the zikin as one mitzvah. In which case, all right, we're not going to learn anything on Shane and Regel. But many Rishonim count each nezek as a separate mitzvah. And what's remarkable about the Rambam? That how many mitzvahs does he count for Avos Nezikin? Four. First he counts Shor, which he says means Keren. Then he counts Bor. Then he counts Gneva, just gets the order of the Pesukim. Then it's Shor, Bor, or the beginning of this game. Shor, Bor, and then he counts... Right? Then he counts Heather, and then he counts Havara. Okay, Havara means Eish. Shor, Bor, Eish, and Heather. What's included in Heather? What? What's included in Heather? Shor, Bor, Esh, and Heather. What's in Heather? Shame and Regal. Shame and Regal are the same mitzvah. Right? Dina Heather, Shame and Regal are counted as the same mitzvah in the Sefer Mitzvos. Right? Someone remind me what number mitzvah this was? In the Sefer Mitzvos? Reish Mem, thank you. Yes, now it sounds familiar. Right? Mitzvah Saseh. It's very clear if you look. I mean, it's not as explicit, but clear. Reish Lamed Zayin, Lodem Dine Hashor, Ki Yigach Ki Yigof. Oh, that's Karen. Reish Lamed Ches, Lodem Dine Habor. Skipping. Reish Mem Aleph, Bidin Havara, Ki Seitze Eish. That's Eish. Reish Mem. Hu Shetzivanim Dine Hever. Hu Omer Yisbar, Ki Yaver Ish. Okay. He doesn't quote Vishalach Bira Ubi Eristei Acher. He just quotes the beginning of the Pasuk. Seems very clear. Ki Yaver Ish Adeh Esher, Ocherim, Vishalach Bira Ubi Eristei Acher. Right? He counts Shein and Regel as... He counts Shein and Regel as the same mitzvah. The Rambam counts Shein and Regel as one mitzvah. Nothing else is one mitzvah. I mean, it's not that he likes to generalize. He doesn't generalize all of the things that have to do with an ox. No, Karen's a separate mitzvah. He doesn't generalize all the other Zikin, just Shein and Regel. And the Chinuch follows him, and the Smag follows him. Now, it's not such a chiddush that the Chinuch and Smag follow him. Why is that not such a chiddush? Because, not very often, the principle of the Chinuch and the Smag is that they go in order of the Rambam. So, therefore, you might say, well, it means nothing. Meaning, that's the principle. When they say, let's write their book, they say, I'm writing in order of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. However, even though they're writing in the order of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, once in a while, they argue. Right, and the Smag has a couple exceptions. Okay, so still, they didn't make an exception here. It's not like such. Okay. But they did. They could have made an exception and didn't, so they agree. Okay, and the Smag writes, Mitzvah Sei Shnia Lodom Benizke Shein V'Regel Achasi. One mitzvah of Shein and Regel. Why? He says, etc., etc. He says, Nizka Shein V'Regel Klol and Akasa B'Yacha. The Torah put them together. They Shezekim V'Rem Shadak and Lasos Tamekim Negriyasa. Because it's something they always do in the natural, in its nature. V'Mehema Sha'achla Tevin O'Omrin O'Rizikim Regle Dar Chalichasa V'Alshneim Kira Tol Shal Nezik Shalim. Right? What does he say? Why did the Torah put them together? Why is it one mitzvah? Because they're both things that are just not normal. Right? As opposed to Karen, which is when the ox flies off the handle and gets mad. These are both normal. It's normal to walk and it's normal to eat. So they're two things. It's normal. What do animals normally do? They walk around and they eat. Those are the normal things. I guess they also sleep. Let's put sleep with walking around if it falls asleep on something, right? They walk around and they sleep. So yeah, there's two normal things they do. But they're both the same idea of normal things, so it's all one mitzvah. And interestingly, not only does the Rambam, the Smag, and the Chinuch, but Rav Sadigon also, right? If anyone ever learned Rav Sadigon Sefer HaMitzvos, right? What's wrong with the title Rav Sadigon Sefer HaMitzvos? Right? There's a parish of Rav Yochanan Fritzl Perl on the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadigon. It's not really a Sefer HaMitzvos. It's really a piyut to say on Shavuos. He wrote a piyut to say on Shavuos. There's many piyut to say on Shavuos. I mean, we don't say anything anymore. But if you look at the Machzor, I have at home a Machzor Shavuos with all the piyutim, there's a gazillion piyutim with all 613 mitzvos. Because that was the way they used Daven and Shavuos, they were piyut for all 613 mitzvos. Makes sense for Kabbalah Satorah. Right, Rav Sadigon even wrote a different one where he put them into the Ten Aseret Dibros that Rashi mentions. Okay, it rhymes. If you see it, it rhymes. The whole thing is like 2 pages long. I have a sitter of Sadigon at home. It's 2 pages long. It's not a book. It's a piyut. Rav Yochanan Fritzl Perlau, what he did was he took this piyut and he decided to write a, that must be around 1,500 page pirush on it, on the 2-page piyut, where he goes through everything, who counts it as a mitzvah, who doesn't count it as a mitzvah, and why. And so it's a basic, if you want to know about counting mitzvahs. So he quotes all the shittas here, but interestingly, if you look at Rav Sadigon, usually he tells you what Rav Sadigon quotes, what he doesn't quote, and you have to take his word for it, because it's just a poem. You don't know whether he's right or wrong. He has all kinds of theories. He has like principles of how Rav Sadigon counted. That he figured them all out on his own svara, not based on anything. But here, it's clear. This is one of the few places where he tells you how Rav Sadigon counts, and it's absolutely mochrich true. Right? Because look at this line. This is, by the way, a whole line, right? Latagmulot. They rhyme before it also. The line before it also ended with something lot. I forget what. Kalot. Ad kalot. And here's the Latagmulot. It's an entire line of the poem. Seder nogeach v'nogeif. Okay, Nogeach and Nogeif. Interesting. What does he count as two different mitzvahs? What's nogeach and nogeif? Why are those two different mitzvahs? Remember the phase and base. Hopefully we didn't forget yet. Sure that gored an animal or sure that gored a person. The gumatz. What's a gumatz? A boar. Hamave. What's a mave? Well, the hever. Hever is clearly a fire. Letag mulot that you have to pay. Okay, so what do you have to pay? Two kerens, one boar, one ash, and what's left? Mave. So what's left? Mave is clearly, right, Shmuel says, mave is shein. So mave clearly includes shein v'regel. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Like, regel doesn't belong anywhere else. And that's what Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlow says. He says, v'nei nizka regel omona rabbeinu agon zal lo kan v'lo shom v'azarosav, not in his other poem either. He included them in Shein. Even though Shmuel says that Mave means Shein and Shor means Regel, the Mishnah split them up. So the Mishnah made Regel its own Av. Since they were the same pasuk, the Chesiv ki Yaver Ish, etc. Shilach Sbiro Biyav Se'achar, Betani Shilach Zer Regel, etc. L'chein Menoam Ka'achas. Right? He says they're in the same pasuk; they're counted as one. So basically, if we have here two minyan hamitzvos, right, minyan hamitzvos, how do you count them? So, whoever counts them as one mitzvos, it seems pretty clear that they're saying it's the same basic idea. Rambam, Chinuch, Smag, and Rav Saadia Gaon all count them as one mitzvah. They count them as one mitzvah. It makes it sound like it is one mechayev. Not only that, but... how about the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, shor, bor, mave, and hever. Okay, we know what bor is, we know what hever is. What's shor and what's bor? Okay, hopefully we notice this at some point. What's shor, what's bor? What does Rav say? What's shor and what's mave? What does Rav say?
Adam.
Mave is Adam. And Shor is Karen Shane Varegel. Anything with an animal. What does Shmuel say?
Regel.
Shor is Regel, and Mava is Shane. Okay. What does the Rishalmi say?
Karen.
Shor is Karen, and what's Mava? Shane Varegel. Exactly like Rishalmi. Shane Varegel. Says the Rishalmi, did I put on the sheet? Yes. Shor ze hakeren, etc., etc., right? Habor, etc. Hamaver ki yaver ish de ocheren v'shilach ve'ero ze haregel, etc. Vayolavar ze hashein. Okay. And then it goes on by hever, right? So shor is keren, bor is bor, mave is shein v'regel, and hever is ish. He says ish. Right, the Rishami is very clear, but it makes it eat only one av nezikin. It's only one av nezikin, then clearly. So here, how about the minyan avos nezikin? Minyan avos nezikin. The minyan avos nezikin. The Yerushalmi is that it only counts as one av. The Yerushalmi says it only counts as one av. Why does it only count as one av? Because it's the same machayev, shame for regular. They're two examples of the same thing. You know what, if I steal apples and I steal oranges, it's the same din. I know stealing apples and stealing oranges is very different. Apples are not oranges, oranges are not, forget oranges and apples. If I steal cars and I steal apples, it's very different. But stealing is stealing, it's the same machayev, right? It's the same machayev. If I, you know, worship a Hindu god or worship a Greek god, so they're very, very different. But a Vodazara is a Vodazara. So Shane and Rain are all different examples, but the same principle. The Bavli counts them as different avos, right? Both Rav and Shmuel, or, well, not so clear. Rav might count all shor as one av.
No, it's actually, it could even be to Shmuel, even to Rav, the stomach of the Bavli acts on our saying that it's Karen and Shane. It doesn't suggest, well, maybe Bavli means Shane the Regal. Like, that would have been the easy answer. Bavli assumes
that they're different avos. Good. Okay, so how about the Bavli? The Bavli counts them as two avos, but I think the Bavli could go different ways. There are two avos, or are they two avos that have a similar principle? They're just two avos because they're, after all, what does Rashi say? First Rashi, maybe in the Sechah, what's an av? But something of, so they are different words in the Torah, right? Bor, there aren't different words in the Torah for a pit and a ditch. Keren, there aren't different words in the Torah for an ox that gored and for a rhinoceros that gored. Right? Eish, there aren't different words in the Torah for a fire and for a a stone that you left where the wind will push it onto someone. Right? But here there are different parts of the Torah. So maybe the Bavli counts it as two because of in Lomdus it's two. There are two different Mechayivin. Or maybe just in the Pasuk it's two. Yeah, the Bavli counts it as two because everything which is one word in the Pasuk gets its own count as an Av. But it's still like the one Mechayiv, and that's obviously the Rambam. What do the Rambam say in Pirush Mishnayis? He passed like Bavli or Shalmi. Rav Shmuel or Yerushalmi. Rav and Pirush Mishnayis pass like Shmuel. Yet when he counted the mitzvos, he counts the chain of Reuel together. What he's saying is that, Kaka, I'll go with the Bavli. They're two Avos Nezikin. Just they're two Avos Nezikin doesn't mean they're two Mechayiv. They're two Avos Nezikin with the same Mechayiv. Why are they two Avos Nezikin? Because they are listed in different words in the Torah. Technically, right, let's just say better. Technically, for a technical reason, they're two Avos Nezikin. Because they have different words in the Chumash. But that doesn't mean they're two different things. They're really the same thing. That seems to be the Rambam. Assuming he didn't change his mind. In Pirush Mishnayis, he agrees with the Bavli. They're two Avos. But not because they're two different things. They're only one thing. There are only one thing. They are one mitzvah.
The Rambam shouldn't be on the same side as Tosfos.
Why not?
Not the same word.
I said this on Maki. Now, let me just point out one other thing about Tosfos. Tosos, in the beginning of Ketzer HaRegel, says an interesting question. The Mishnah, the second paragraph, is Ketzer HaRegel. How is the Regel Chayev? Okay, where to put the punctuation in that Mishnah is not our topic now. But it's clearly saying Ketzer HaRegel, right? You think the Mishnah should be in order, right? Prokem flow from each other. We're not sure how much Masechtas flow from each other. There's some debate, but Prokem flow from each other. What did the last parak end with? There are five tams and five muads. What are the five muads? Shein, regel, keren muad, rishos anizak, and adam. And okay, how you count that, we'll come back to. It started, the list was shein and regel. And then it starts ketzer haregel. How should it have started? Ketzer hashein, right? It should have, meaning, if you just listed five things, you should either start with the first of those five things or the last. You're allowed to start with the last of those five things. But then it's Sharanizak versus Sharmazak versus Sharanizak, something totally different. Right? So you should start in order. Why does it say Ketzad HaRegel and not Ketzad HaShein? Right? Valid question. So answers Tosas, the beginning of the second parak. Omer Re, at the Pasvei Kai. No, it's starting with the first thing. It's starting with Shein. It says Ketzad HaRegel. But Shein V'Regel Chad Toshi, V'Shein and Regel count as one. Because Shamil, the same halacha, Michat Kronovki from one pasuk, right? And therefore, says Shein and then Regel, we go back to Regel because Shein and Regel is one unit, so we're just working off the last thing we mentioned, that unit. What is supposed to say that for literary purposes, Shein and Regel are one unit, right? Makra in the Torah, Minyan Mitzvos, counting up as a Zeke, and how about for literary purposes, not for count purposes? For literary purposes, are they one thing or two things? Says Tosos, they're one thing. Which I think is Tosos Lashitase, who says, who want to unify Shein and Regel. So number four, for literary purposes, says Tosos, on Daf, Yud, Zayin, Amud Aleph. Tosos, Daf, Yud, Zayin, Amud Aleph. Kechad, Hashivi, I think was his word. They're considered like one thing for literary purposes. Kechad Hashivi. Therefore, it started with Ketzad HaShein. It started with Shein. And we're continuing that with Ketzad HaRegel. Because really it started with Shein V'Regel. And we're continuing that. Okay. Now, what's the svaras behind this? So far, these are all just formal. Are they two or are they one, right? I haven't given any svaras. But now the svaras, yeah?
Did you say even the Havim, Adomara, at the beginning, it counts Shein and Regel together. Then when he's still coming into it, then he says Regel. So it could be that even in our Gemara.
Correct, even in our Gemara, you could say it starts with Shein V'Regel, right? The Kikamer of Papa, a Shein V'Regel, right? On Shein V'Regel, then it goes to Shein V'Regel. So that
would change. Is there any time it doesn't say Atolga, it just says a Shein V'Regel, you might say that it's not.
Okay, correct, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of Dukin. Now, I'm going to need your help, Pesky. I want to get to the Lumbus. What's the Lumbus? Here, we know what the Lumbus is here. The Smog already told us what the Lumbus is here. Why does the smag think it counts as one, and it's one mechayev? Because what's the one mechayev? The one mechayev is normalcy and predictability and commonness. Right? Basically, hanah lezeka is a variation of hezeka matzoi. Now you have to ask, if the variation aren't the same thing? So no, there are two different types of predictability. One is predictable because, you know, the animal is not doing anything in particular, it's just walking, minding its own business. So it's predictable in the way, doesn't the animal always walk? The other is predictable in that, the animal is like acting for tana and is always going to damage. Like, hezeko matzoi, the animal walks more than it eats. On the other hand, when it eats, you immediately think of damage more than when it walks. It walks more than it eats, but when it eats, it damages more percent of the time than when it walks. Right? So it's predictable in a different way. Psychologically, what am I going to think of more? That my animal will walk and break something, or that it'll eat someone's food? Well, it could be I'll think more it'll walk and break something, because I always see it walking. And it only eats at meal times. Or it could be no, I won't think that it'll walk and break something, because it usually walks and doesn't break. But I might think that it'll eat, because whenever it eats, it's going to eat something. So there are two different kinds of predictability. And naturalness.
And this parallel.
Yes.
And you could look at it as Shem being like a subset of Rebbe, no?
Yeah, the problem is that the Gemara says that neither one of them can be proven to be more chumra than the other, right? Yeah, they're schooling him.
So the Gemara says this one is parallel, but they're not really parallel. Because one is really a more specific and one is a more general.
Correct. So, let's... you're right. Okay, I have to think of that a little more. Basically, what are we saying? We're saying that one mechayev, because hana'a lehezeka is same idea as hezeka matzoi, or there are two mechayevim, because hana'a lehezeka is a different principle. What's the different principle? It's not that it makes it common and predictable. No, if it made it common and predictable, that would be the same idea as Regel. And that's what the Smag says. What does the Smag say? It counts as one because they're both natural, predictable, common things. Right? This is exactly what the Smag says. Right? Says the Smag. That's why it's one mitzvah. Right? Because they're both natural and predictable. By the way, who else counts it as one mitzvah? The Rambam. What's interesting about the Rambam when he quotes Hezeka Matzoi in the Mishnah Torah? What's interesting? Keep in mind, I might be a liar. The Rambam... I just misspoke. What's interesting about the way the Rambam quotes Hanal Hezeka in Mishnah Torah? He never quotes Hanal Hezeka in Mishnah Torah. How does he describe Shane? Second halacha of Niskei Mamon? Kama Mishalim, how much do you pay? If it was mazik, it's something he does all the time. Kamina Briyasa. Notice Briyasa, the smag, that's where he got it from. Right, he read the Rambam. Like it's just naturally. You go to Behemisha Akhla Tevin or Umr. Like it ate straw or unripe grain. Oshi Zika Baragla Bidakuluka. Or it stepped on something while it was walking. What does it say? If it's something very common and natural, like Shane Oregel. Basically, when you describe Shane and Regel, now, okay, you could say that's just what he happens to be talking about here. But it's striking that he never says Hanal Ezeka, only says, yeah, something natural, like eating or walking. Right? He really seems to say Hanal Ezeka is just a kind of Hezeka Matsui.
Well, in Hadala, he also says the same thing about Kara. Meaning, he defines Kara Muad as that. So, meaning, as much as you're saying it's true for Shane and Regel, it's saying Kara Muad also
shared
the right, it could be.
I have no problem with that.
But that's more than a smile.
I have no problem with that. Okay, but it's not our topic now. So basically, let me say it a little better. The same idea as Hanal Ezeka. Okay, this is the smag, and he connects to Minyan HaMitzvos. Right? He says, because they're both just natural and common, that's why it's one mitzvah. And this is the Rambam in Aleph Beis. Now, you'd say, that just happened to be what he's discussing right then. He wasn't necessarily trying to define. You're right, he didn't say, I am hereby defining Shane Varegel. Right? But he never elsewhere defined Shane. Basically, he never defined Shane and Regel. He just says, Shor and Mave. And says, there's things that it always does naturally. And then there's things that it does that are uncommon. And always does naturally is shame for regel, uncommon. So clearly he thinks Hanala Zeka is the same as his Eko Matzoi. That's how he introduces himself as Niske Mamo. That's why he puts him as one mitzvah. He is clearly Shitase across the board. He goes very clearly Shitase across the board, the Rambam. Now, I think this affects another interesting machlokas. So, number five, do they mention Hana'a or just, you know, Tamid Kibriyasa, right? So the Smag and the Rambam basically leave out anything of Hana'a. It's just Tamid Kibriyasa. All the Gemara says Hana'a. Yeah, Hana'a was an example of Tamid Kibriyasa, right? And the Rambam, the Smag, I think, Lishitase, it counted as one mitzvah, as one mechayev. This might affect a few other things before we just read on in the Gemara a moment. This, as we pointed out, could affect Mechal Yekarna. Right? This could affect Mechal Yekarna. Right? How do you explain the Havamina Liftor Bidalo Mechal Yekarna? Why are we having it a patter if it's not Mechal Yekarna? Right? Why are we having it a patter if it's not Mechal Yekarna? Right, so if Hanala Zeka was just an example of Matzoi, then if you have a Havamina and a Pater in Lo Mechal Yekarna, L'chore, that Havamina would apply to all the others in Zeka, which are Matzoi. And that's what we have there, A and B. You would have to say A, right, C over there, A and B. You might say A, general Svara in Nezikin. Right? You would not necessarily make it a special svara for Shane. But because Shane is really the same as Regal. And if it's the same as Regal, it's really similar to Borneish also. Those are all things that naturally commonly are mazik. Right? However,
it still doesn't fit tummy though.
What?
Behemoths don't normally tummy, they don't take their food and spit it out. I mean the Rambam also
No, we're pottery in that case.
The Rambam also requires that to be Tommy Gibriel.
Yeah. So why we patter if it wasn't Mechal Yekarna? Either because you didn't lose money because it's going to grow back and you wouldn't have to pay for the postage stamp, or because there's an additional tie in the Havamina that has to be very destructive. But Svara C is saying that no, that the Mechayev of Shane is only Mamoni Gabach. Right? C over there, Svara C, is saying because the Machayev of Shane is the taking, not the predictability. Not the predictability. Okay, now if you'll say, you know, didn't I try to stick C into Tosa? Tosa on the wrong side of the Chakira, so number one. Don't promise that that's Tosfos Svara. Number two, it's in the Havamina. It could be the Havamina is a different side of the Chakira than the Maskana, right? Havamina is allowed to be a different side of the Chakira than the Maskana. Maybe that's exactly the Havamina Maskana. If it only said Ubir and Abashilach, I would have thought it's because of the taking. Right? Kamashvalan, that is because of the predictability.
Well, there in AMP, they said that it would be for all opposed to Zikin, but no one says Ubir by Shane.
I know, so that becomes a little difficult, right? Like, why would we have this Havamina only for Shane, unless you want to say, no, maybe we would have had this Havamina for Shane, because we would have had this Havamina for all the others in the Zikin until it taught us otherwise. Mm. You know, just Shane was the last, coincidentally, by Shane, but I understand why that's the hook. Okay, now D is coming, D is coming a little bit from left field. That's clearly saying, Hanola Zeke is a Kula, that's neither side by Hakira. Right? So that is clearly, I'm not going to put that coming from left field. Now, I think this affects a few other issues. So for example, let's go a little further in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, and here's going to be where I think you'll see something interesting. Says the Gemara, told of Shane Maihi, what's a told of Shane? Nischacha b'kolta la'nasa. Shane is eating. Told of Shane is if it scratches its back by rubbing against the wall and damages the wall. The tinfa peres la'nasa. It dirties food for its own hana'a. And Ella told the shame to shake a shame. Kikomer Papa told it a regal. Okay, told the shame is like shame, because it's all Hanala Zeka and Amoncha. They do or don't have the gear, so that was our first year. And Shvivos and Alecha. Now, what's Tinfa Peiros La'anasa? What's a simple pshat in Tinfa Peiros La'anasa? A dirty Peiros for Tana. What would you say is a simple pshat in dirty Peiros for Tana? What?
Rolled on it.
You think that's a simple pshat? I would think tinof often means soiling. It means it went to the bathroom on it. And if you use the phrase go to the bathroom for animals, they don't have bathrooms. It defecated on them. Okay, we can use not nice words. Right? It defecated on them. So, what's the... I think even Rashi admits that's what he would have said if not for... If not for what? If not for what daf and what omit? What it say in daf yurches and peis? That what's the din if an animal defecates on peiros? It's called tsroros. What does tsroros mean? Tsroros means if an animal kicks up pebbles. Meaning if the animal doesn't directly touch something, it just knocks something else into something. It's walking, kicking up pebbles. That's a total regal. And how much did tsroros pay? Chasinezek. What did Argamar say? Tinfa peiros lanal says kayotzebo. But defecating is not kayotzebo. So that's the problem. Everyone thought tinfa peiros meant defecating until you got to daf yud kesem and beis. So we already got this board, yes. So let's just see how we deal with this. What does it say on daf gimel amud aleph? It says tinfa peiros lehanasa is nezek shalim is kayotzebo. What does it say on Daf Yud Chesam and Beis? It says, Hitila Glolim is Tsuros and is Chatzi Nezek. But in our Gemara, it clearly said, it's Nezek Shalim. It says Kayotzebo. Right? Unless you want to say our Gemara was wrong and just thought so but didn't really know the answer, which is a little duchuk, right? Our Gemara is the Havni, they didn't know the rule of Tsuros yet. But you could say that. But how does Rashi solve this problem, anyone? What does Rashi say in order to solve this problem? He says it here without telling you he's solving a problem. But over there, he tells you he's solving a problem. That, what's Tinfa Peiros La'anasa mean here?
Rolling.
It means rolling. It doesn't mean defecating. So when you roll, that's not tsuros. It's directly. It's not kicking anything else. So says Rashi, this is Nisgalgala. And this is Hitila Glolim. No problem. Okay. Rashi quotes a... Of course, not everyone agrees with him, right? The Rach says it's Hitila Glolim here also. The Ishomran Rashi says Hitila Glolim. The Rengash says... Not the same Rengash. The Rengash in the Shivim Yitzhak Yuchas says Hitila Glolim. So what's another way to answer that if you don't say like Rashi? Give me another way to answer that. What? Who says that? It's a trick question.
The first person Rashi
quotes. Exactly. The Yesh Omer in Rashi, right? The Yesh Omer in Rashi that Rashi doesn't like. He says, on Argor says, Tinfa Peiros Lahanasa. That Gemara doesn't say Lahanasa. Sometimes you can defecate for Hana and sometimes not. How so? Here it's a little tricky. He says, excuse the grossness. Normal going to the bathroom is for Hana. The guy feels uncomfortable. The animal feels uncomfortable because it has a load inside and releases and achieves comfort by defecating. Then there is shilshol, right? Diarrhea. That is not for Hana. It just happens automatically. You don't think you're doing it. You don't do it for a reason, right? It just happens. That's what the Ish Omrim says. Okay, a little gross, but Torah Yulomar Tzorich. He says, Kigom Shal Sheles, the Lo Lahana Saskina. So he says, very simple. This is lehanasa, and this is shilshol shelo lehanasa. What difference does it make? If it's lehanasa, then what av is that?
Shame.
Shame. And if it's shelo lehanasa, what av is that? Regel. And what's the din? By regel, there's a din of tsuros that it's chatzi nezek if it is indirect. By shame, there's no din of chatzi nezek. Right? So regel has din of tsuros, shayach din tsuros by regel, but by shame, lo shayach din tsuros. Okay, what does the Rengash say?
Maybe that's what Rashi didn't like.
Give me a second. Okay. What does the Rengash say? No, the Rashi says why he doesn't like it. Rashi says, why doesn't he like it? Rashi says, he thinks it's all called Lahana. He thinks even Shulshan is called Lahana. He has a technical problem. What does Rimigash answer?
Difference.
It also brings Shulshan in, right? But for a different reason. Okay. Okay. I wouldn't normally like to discuss these things. But we have the Achan Masugya. He says there are two different cases. This is a case of Hitila Glolim Derech Tsurus. Meaning, an animal normally defecates. The dung comes out of the animal, falls through the air, and lands on the surface. That's indirect nezek. What's the case of our Gemara? Direct nezek. The animal has diarrhea, and there's a direct flow from the animal onto the fruits, an unbroken stream of diarrhea. If there's an unbroken stream of diarrhea, that's considered direct, not indirect. Tsurus means I kick a pebble, but if I take a stick and break something, that's not tsurus, that's direct. Tsurus, if I kick a pebble and goes there, but if I take a stick, then I'm touching the stick is touching the vase, that's direct. Here, it's an unbroken chain. This is shilshol. It is an unbroken stream, and therefore it is considered equals gufo, not tsurus. So he says there's just a physical difference. One was not touching, the other was touching, because an unbroken stream of diarrhea counts as touching.
Isn't koko like gufo?
That's the chiddush of tsurus, that for this purpose koko is not like gufo. Okay, now let me ask you a very simple question. Okay, these are the three answers. I could tell you a fourth answer, but I don't love it. Which is, I'm a little wondering about Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel here just says that asiyas tracheha, it means defecating. But if it means defecating, isn't that tsurus? Right? He's not like Rashi. He's not like Rashi. If it means defecating, isn't that like tsurus? So maybe he's like the Ish Omer in Rashi. Although, you know, maybe he should have said so. Maybe he's like the Rimigash. Although you think he should have said so. So I'm not sure. Maybe you could say that he just thinks that our Gemara doesn't know the rule of tsurus yet, because they bring in tsurus and Gimel of a base. So maybe Gimel Alpha, you don't know the rule of tsurus, and therefore it's not a stira. Okay, but I don't know. You could say anything you want.
They brought tsurus as a tolda de regel.
Okay, great. Now, I want to know, this is very nice. Now we have all kinds of different scenarios of defecation and diarrhea. How has that enhanced our spirituality? So, the answer is, I want to get to a Lundish question here. What is the rule of this case? What if you have regel shehizik al yidei kocho, right? That's what the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak, that tsurus can be called kocho. It's not gufo. His body didn't touch anything, just something he propelled. What's the din? This is called tsurus, and it's a tolda of regel. That's what it says in the Gimel and Beis, and you pay chatzi nezek. I have a simple question. What if you have shein shehizek al yidei kocho? Meaning, hana lezeka. Right? You have hana lehezeka, and it's mazik al yidei kocho. What's the din then? So who gave us a clear opinion among these deos as to what happens if it's something for hana'ah and it's mazik al yidei koach? The Yesh Omer. What did the Yesh Omer say? It's considered, says the Yesh Omer, in Rashi, it's considered shame, and it's nezek shaling. There is no rule of tsurus for shame. Right? That's what he says. If it's for hana, it's nezek shaling. No rule of tsurus. The rule of tsurus is only for regel, not for shame. Okay, what does Tosfos hold in this case? What does Tosfos say? Yud chesam beis? What is Yud zayin beis, I mean? He says, a chazer, no rash. A chazer is poking its snout in the garbage to get food. And it knocks a piece of garbage and breaks your vase. Chatzi nezek. Why, says Tosos? The Avagam Tani Tsurus Regal, Srim Tsurus de Shane, Delanosa Garbid, says Tosos. Sorry, we should put that in. Yud Chesed Beis, says Tosos in Zion Beis. It is Tsuroros de Shane, and it pays Chatzi Nezek. Okay, how about Rashi? What does Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold? So remember, Rashi in Chesed Beis said, all Glolim is hana'ah. And yet, it pays chatzi nezek, right? Says Rashi. Rashi says, all glolim is hana'ah. All glolim is hana'ah. So, does it pay chatzi nezek because it's tzuros to shame, though? Or does it pay chatzi nezek because it's tzuros to regel? Is Rashi the same as Tosos, or is Rashi fundamentally different? So, based on what I wrote on the board, you don't know. But if you read Rashi like Yitz did, right, then what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Lav told to the Shane Ninhu. The Shane is Eged the Gufahu, Bahani Tsuros Ninhu. This is not a told to the Shane. This is Tsuros. Meaning if it's not a told to the Shane, it's a told of Regal. And what does Rashi say? Or it's a new din called Tsuros, right? It's not a told of Regal. What does Rashi end up? He's invaded by the Chazar and the Ashba. He says, Havinami Katsuros de Regel, the Chomashu Kochov Logufa Katsuros. Whatever's Kochov is called Tsuros, it is part of Regel, not Shane. Right? Says Rashi, right, very explicitly, this is the Kilo Glolim, it's Chasinetic. Why? He says, it's Hana'ah, but it's Tolda de Regel. Rashi says in two places very clearly, Rashi, there are only three opinions about this, I think there's only two possibilities about this. On Yud Zayin Beis and Yud Chesem Beis says, Tsroros Tolda Deregel, Deregel, and it becomes Chatzi Nezek.
Okay.
Yes. Rashi says it.
Yeah, I know, but
Rashi says it.
What makes it? But it was only Shane and Regal.
What makes it? Because Tsuros is a special rule. It's Tsuros is part of Regal.
Then we're going to start putting Regal, but before it was only Shane, I'm asking, who tests it? If it's always going to be Regal as well, if we can always say it's Regal as well, then what's the point of having Shane?
No, Tsuros is always Regal.
But Regal means...
Okay, give me a second. So now, Matsui, what's Matsui, interesting right? here?
Matsui.
There's a halacha, the Gemara says in Gimel and Beis, there's a halacha Moshe Sinai of Tsuros as told of Regal. If the halacha Moshe Sinai is that Tsuros is told of the regel, how does Tosfos know there's also Tsuros told of the shame? So, yeah, you might say, no, it was a general halacha Moshe Sinai, because there's a Rabbeinu Yonah, we'll see, so there's a Tsuros to Karen also. But, you might say Tosfos, well, the Shitase, if it's one Mechayiv, then who cares? Of course it's the same thing. It's one Mechayiv, Hainu Hach, right? Same idea. So you might say, what about Tsuros the shame? And I think if it's the same Mechayev, then what should you say? You should for sure say like Tosos. And I think Tosos well, Lishitasam. Says Tosos that no, that Shane has the same rules as Regel. Just like Tsuros the Regel is a told of the Regel is Chatzinezek, so does the Shane is a told of Shane of Chatzinezek. Treat whatever the Torah says about Regel applies to Shane. What did the Yesha Omer and Rashi say? He says, no, Tsuros of Shane is Nezek Shalim. Tsuros of Regel is Chatzi Nezek. Tsuros of Shane is Nezek Shalim. He assumes Shane is fundamentally different than Regel. Now, if you want, you could say they're just arguing about whether you extend Halacha Moshe Mishinai or not. Right? They're not arguing about Svaras. But, I think it makes sense, here says the Yesh Omrim in Rashi, and for all we know, the Yesh Omrim Rashi could be Reben Ochanan. Who knows? But, we don't know. Says Yesh Omrim Rashi, no! Shane, by default! Shane, by default, does not have the same rules as Regel. Shane, by default, does not have the same rules as Regel. Tsuros of Regel, Koch of Regel is half, Koch of Shane is full. And, Koch of Shane is full. And, I think you could even, one second, give some svara to this, perhaps. If the Mechayev of Regel is so predictable, Tsuros are a little harder to predict, right? If I let my animal walk with there's stuff on the floor, that's very predictable. If I let it walk and it kicks a pebble, like, it's a little less predictable. Maybe you can understand why it wouldn't be such a big Mechayev. When it comes to Shane, right, if the Mechayev of Shane is, right, Hanola Zeg is a different principle. What's the principle? The principle is that damaging you for my benefit, damage you for my benefit is aggression, right? You'd say, why is it not just an accident? Regel's not an accident because it was so predictable. Shane is not an accident because if I damage you for my benefit, and even if the guy doesn't make money, in the end it's not machal yikarta, but the animal still acting for his benefit, that's an act of aggression. Then you can say, look, the chazar nova ashva is also damaging someone people for its own benefit. Right? That's still more of an act of aggression. But when it comes to tzuros, maybe it's less predictable. So maybe you could say this. Rashi is fascinating. Okay. Says Rashi, tzuros turns into regel. Yes?
I don't understand. My nafkamina tzuros are regel tzuros l'shem.
My nafkamina tzuros are regel tzuros. Ah.
Here's what it's
called. Okay. So between the yesh omrim and everyone else's big nafkamina, tzuros l'shem is not a told as an aven peis nezek shalim. Tzuros the regel heis chatzi nezek. According to Rashi, the difference between Rashi and Tosfos, there's no nafkamina. Yeah. If he acts for Sanah and it damages indirectly, Rashi says Chatzi Nezek because it's a told of regel. Tosfos says Chatzi Nezek because it's a told of shame. It seems to make no difference whatsoever, and I think it really does make no difference whatsoever halacha l'maisa, right? We don't see any difference halacha l'maisa there, I admit. Meaning, in the Havim Machal Yukera, maybe, but it doesn't matter. That's not Havim. Nafkamina for Gittin and Kedushin, right? So, I don't know what the Nafkamina is, but Rashi and Tosos think this is something which is significant to talk about, right? This is something which is significant to talk about, right? So, here, where does Rashi go? I think, in my humble opinion, I think Rashi really goes the same direction as the Yesh Omrim of Rashi. Why? I'd say like this. Rashi says, let's look for a second at the Tosos Uni Paris and the Tosos Shans. Then I think I'll at least finish this, or almost. Okay, how about the following case? Give me a second. Says Tosos Uni Paris, being a Paris and Tosos Shans, it can't mean defecating. Because that's not Hanal Lehezeka. It can't mean defecating because that's not Hanal Lehezeka. Why? Because it's not Nene from the Paris. It's not Nene from the Peros. So, now interestingly, Tosos and Peros and Tosos Shans, I also always wanted to move a little away from Tosos on the Daf. Hard to prove anything. But here's a fascinating question. I'll come back to this in a second. What about defecating on Peros? Is that called Hana or not? Tosos assumes, or the Rach assumes it is called Hana. The Rimi Dash assumes it is called Hana. Says the Tosfos and Peros Shans, that's not called Hana'ah. Why? It's acting for its Hana'ah. But it's not getting Hana'ah from the damage. It would be just as Nen if there was nothing underneath it. Right? It's not. So what if you have Hatalas Glolim? Right? It is acting for Hana'ah, but not benefiting from someone else's property. Property. I would say, let me say it a little better, and I know I'm running out of time. It is acting for Hana'ah. It is motivated by Hana'ah. Motivated by Hana'ah. It's motivated by Hana'ah, but it's not gaining. Right? The animal's not benefiting? Not benefiting from someone else's property. It didn't benefit from someone else's property, but it acted for Hana'ah. So, says the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rimi Gash, that's called Hana'ah Lezeka. That's called Hana'ah Lezeka. Right? What would you say? Is that called Hana'ah Lezeka or not? So this is what I would say. If Hana'ah Lezeka is predictability, Lamaisa, yeah, it's going to act, it's motivated by Hana'ah. It's very predictable that it would do that.
But not overpairing.
What do you mean? I never see an animal going down the street, it defecates everywhere.
But not over... Not,
yeah,
not
it defecates over wherever it is. Just like it walks. It doesn't always walk over, it walks over whatever's there. It defecates
why
over whatever's there.
Why isn't that the same as Rengar?
What?
Why isn't that just exact? I mean, you're saying it is exactly the same.
Okay, so... I would say like this. Here I'd say, this is called Hana'ah Lehezeka. Because it's motivated, it's predictable that it will act for Hana'ah. This is the opinion of the Rimi Gash and the Rach in the Sugya of Glolim. This is also the opinion of the Yesh Omrim and Rashi. Okay, and if you'll say, didn't I put him on the other side? So you'll have to say, this one is perhaps Lav Davka, and this is clearly the opinion of Tosos in No Verba Ashva. What was the Tosos in the No Verba Ashva? Tosos says the pig is putting its snout and rummaging through the garbage pile, and it knocks a bone over and breaks your vase. Didn't actually gain anything from your vase, right? And this is the Tosos about no verba ashba. As opposed to the Tosos Vein Peretz and the Tosos Shans, says that lo nehaneh meha peros. I think this might depend on this chakira. If hanah nezeka was just naturalness, then it's natural to act for hanah. It doesn't matter if you're directly benefiting from the peros or not. You're acting naturally. If it's a matter of the aggression of trying to take something from someone else and trying to use someone else's property for your own benefit, here it wasn't using your property for its own benefit. It was just defecating. The fact your property was under was coincidence. It didn't. It's not a xenal kind of thing of trying to take advantage of you. It wasn't taking advantage of you. It wasn't taking your thing for its own purposes, like when it scratches against your wall or when it rolls on your papers. Right? It was just happened to be a coincidence. So if Hanah Zek was its own chayv that I took Hanah, it didn't take Hanah. It just got Hanah and then happened to cause damage. But if Hanah Zek means it's predictable, then I think you could say this would be predictable. That's what pigs do when they're hungry. That's what animals do when they have to go to the bathroom. Let me just, I think if you take that back to Rashi, maybe that's why old Tsruros, according to Rashi, is a told of regal, not of shame. Anytime there's Tsruros, what does Tsruros mean? The animal is trying to get Hanah and happens to knock something while it's getting Hanah that damages someone else. It's any Tsruros is not really taking your property and using it for my Hanah. If I took your property and used it for my Hanah, I'd have to touch it. I'm an animal, right? If I wanted to take your property for my own purposes, I would touch it. If I knock something onto your property, I'm not actually benefiting from your property. I'm acting for my benefit and happen to break your property coincidentally. So I think that explains Rashi also. Rashi, what does Rashi say? That it is called regel. Why is it called regel? Regel means things that it naturally does. Shame means when it's taking something for its benefit. Tsroros are never taken for your own benefit. But they are things that naturally happen. Therefore, maybe Tsroros automatically don't told a regel and not of shame. I'll just end with one thing because the hour is super late and I'm taking away your lunch. You're taking away more lunch than I am. You sure you want that wrath?
Yeah.
Yes, you can answer privately. Just one last thing. The wild shitas yachid of the Talmud HaRashba. What about the following case? An animal bites something to eat it and then gets startled and drops it from its mouth, loses, yet can't pick it up again, and never benefits. Is that shame or not? So, the Rashba says, of course it's shame. Rabbi Yishai in the Tosos here says, of course it's shame. The Me'iri says, in our sugya, of course it's shame. The Talmud Rashi says, that's not shame, it wasn't Nene, that's Karen. So here is one last nafgamina, I would say, which is, what about Nashcha Kikar, Nashcha Peros, V'nafla, Naflu Mipiv. It bit something to eat it, and then it fell out of its mouth and got dirty. Which is Rabbi Yishai's pshat in Lomachal Yakarna. Is that Shane or not? So, everyone says that's Shane. It was acting for Hanah. Says the Talmud Rashba, it's not Shane. It didn't get Hanah. I think the Talmud Rashba only makes sense here. Says the Talmud Rashba, it's not Shane. Because it didn't get Hanah. Everyone else says, of course it's Shane. It was trying to get Hanah. It was in the middle of getting Hanah. From a standpoint of predictability, I would say it's Pasha, that's Shane. It was acting to get Hanah. That's the normal way it acts. The fact that I have to fall out of its mouth doesn't change anything. Right? That the other Rishon, the Rashba, and Rabbi Yishaya, and the Me'iri say that this is considered Shane. I think, really, they could go on both sides of the Chakira. Even if you said that Hanah Lezek was its own Mechayev, it doesn't matter. If it was eating something, you'd say that's taking something just unsuccessfully. Right? Taking something unsuccessfully could still be its own mechayiv. But I think clearly the Talmud Rashba is clear what side of the Chakir is on. If you say Hanah Yeshan al Zeke is mechayiv because it's a predictable natural act, it's predictable and natural to eat something and it falls out of its mouth, it was still acting predictably and naturally. If you say, though, no, you're paying because you took advantage of someone, maybe you could say you still took advantage of someone, you just didn't succeed. Or maybe you could say you didn't take advantage of someone when you didn't end up being Nanel Vasov. Okay, that's basically, you might have to go over it. I'll be glad to talk to you later because I rushed a little at the end. But that's the fundamental chakir about Shane and Regel. Are they one or are they two? Which depends on, is Hanah Lezeka just a way of commonness and naturalness and predictability? Or is it a different Mechayim of taking from someone? Which is its own Mechayim, very different than foreseeable damages. And we said, we thought there were a whole bunch of nafkaminas that we explained, and we'll look into further when we get to them in the Gemara. Okay, we didn't get to Bore yet. What?
Your animal is not going to anah from taste?
So, oh, sorry. So, is it meaning the case of nashra kikar la'anasa? So,
and then not from your favorite.